two Memches Sinyon Eitzoyot today. One of them is Mekabel Kabbalah Yisurim. Something has to be, what does it mean to be Mekabel Yisurim? So it means he's happy to learn, he's got so much simcha to learn, even if he's got lots of Yisurim. That's what it means. I mean, somebody's got, is that excited for the Torah, that even though he's got a lot of pain or troubles, he's still excited to learn. Such a person is the one that Hashem will give him the Torah, the hidden part of the Torah, and he'll be able to be kohen of the Torah. That's number one. And number two is Amakis Makoimai. Makis Makoimai, different shots were given for it. Makis Makoimai really means he knows his place. One shot is a person has to remember that his place, Achmei Vesem, this is where we're living now, is not really our home. Where we're going to be living, Achmei Vesem, is in the Kaiva or in Gan Eden, and therefore your whole direction in life will be to make sure my real place, which will be in Eidem Emes, will be a Chumatika place. So therefore he'll be Maskeis Kechais into learning Torah. And therefore, if the person has on his mind, like he says in the Mishnah, he says, the Onat Torah, that has to know where he's going. That way, if he's got the right mind frame, he'll always be focused on the Torah. How the truth is that Makis Makoimai, that you shouldn't, if you've got somebody greater than you, you shouldn't start spewing out your Torah, the sign of another. A person who knows where his place is an Onov, and an Onov, the Torah goes to somebody who's an Onov, like it says. The Torah is like water on a slope, the water flows down to the lowest area. So somebody who's an Onov, like we learned already earlier about Onov, was one of the Menches Kinyan Torah. So this also is one of the ideas behind it, Makis Makoimai. Nice Drush Pshat, it's not the Possum Pshat, but Drush Pshat is a Makis Makoimai means somebody who comes to be Smedjus the whole time. Somebody who comes the whole time has his place. He doesn't have to start running around, where am I sitting today? So that shows that somebody who comes the whole time to learn, he's able to be Kohen of the Torah. He knows where he is, his place is. I'm thinking somebody's a guest, where am I sitting today, here, there? He's not Makis Makoimai, means he's not taking his Torah so seriously, and therefore he's not able to be Zecha to get the Torah.
Can you
Yeah, we have to know why that would be certainly a nice idea, but why is that a reason why he'll get the Torah? All these reasons are ways to be Kohen of the Torah. So, right, that is the pshat, you see. Somebody who's Makis Makoimai, he knows that he has to realize what he hasn't learned. Right? Somebody thinks he's the Godlado, so he takes life easy. Right? Obviously, a Godlado doesn't take life easy, but somebody who thinks he's a Godlado, he'll take life easy, and therefore he won't be a master, he won't try and learn to make sure he covers it. But somebody who knows the doesn't know the Masechta, so work hard to become the Masechta. Yeah, I did see it. Okay, Shmuel said that. So we're starting a new sugya. Not really a new sugya, but hemshach from the previous sugya, which was mentioned, the idea of the order of Kiddush and Avdalah. So this is now going back. Gufa is, whenever it says Gufa in the Gemara, it's a quote of what was said previously. So Gufa, if you want to Shechol Yisrach HaShabbos, if you have Yontif on a Sunday, on Yom Rishon, right? If you want to Shechol Yisrach HaShabbos. So you've got now Havdalah and Kiddush to do. So what's the order? What do you do? So we're talking about what Yom Tov? Any ideas which Yom Tov we're talking about? Shavuot, you think we're talking about? Shavuot Shabbat. That's the one the Gemara is talking about. You're right. It's like, from Shavuot. Indeed, yeah, that's what we said last time, and the Master says that, yeah.
Well, they're taking out first Shechem, if you
know. But we say Shechem, then. Right. We say, do we have the fruit in it? So here it doesn't say it's not. So we have to be talking about Shvi'i Shapetach in Chutzlaretz, okay, fair enough. But the reason why we have to be talking about Shvi'i Shapetach is just a technical point, because they're not mentioning the Zion. They're not mentioning Zman. But Bikuron, like Rabbeinu said, it's Negev for us in the Yetzir Shem in another 3.5 weeks or so. Megillah for us, this two offerings. Megillah for us, this halachas. So, Yom Tov Shechol Yisdach HaShabbos, what's the order? What are we going to do on Motzei Shabbos Shavuos? What are we going to do? By the way, this whole Masechta is Megillah. This whole Perek Kamat Megillah, because Ota Megillah is an Erev Shavuos. Ota Megillah and Erev Shavuos. When are you meant to have Shabbos Shavuos? Because we learned at the beginning of the Perek, remember about whether you're meant to eat the meal, Tomach Lelaila. Because you have a little stud on the night time. Therefore, stage of the Chaskilah not to have a big meal, at least on Erev Shavuos, on Erev Yom Tov, right? Some people have a minute to do it earlier, but if they don't, just make sure not to have a big meal. Just minimal size meals, good enough. So, back to where we're holding the Gavi Yak now. Good, but Yom Tov Shechol Yisdach HaShav.
What are you going to have to do on a regular Shabbos and go off the skiff?
Well, you could really, but you'll miss marriage, so don't. And then you have Shadi Zagabe, where do you stay out of your way? So, Gufa, Yom Tov Shechol Yisdach HaShav. Yom Tov on a Yom Mishan. Rav Amar, the order of the Kiddush and Abdallah is Yakna Yud Kuv Nun He, which means Yayin Kiddush Ne Abdallah. And Shmuel says it's Yayin Ne Abdallah Kiddush. The difference between the two is where you put the Kuf. Do you put the Kuf before the Nun or do you put the Kuf after the He? That means Rav is telling us you make Kiddush first, and then you do Abdallah, and Abdallah is with Ne and Abdallah. And Shmuel's saying, you make Abdallah first, and Abdallah is with the Ne first, and made it do Ne Abdallah, and then Kiddush. The Machlokes in Rav and Shmuel is to do Kiddush first or Abdallah first. Both of them agree that the Yud is first. Why should that be? Why is Yud first? Tell them, that be Tilla holds that the Yayin we make more often, and therefore, we say it first. Why do these Hillel say Yayin goes? This is the one of the reasons that Hillel says. So do we say Natodin? That's one of the reasons. The other reason Hillel says is because without the wine you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush and Abdallah. Right, so without pasta you wouldn't be able to make Kiddush and Abdallah. You always say the thing that without it you wouldn't be able to make the rest. You make that bracha first. Means I'm allowed to make Kiddush over pasta, but without the pasta I wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. So you make Amotzi on the pasta first and then you say the Kiddush. The same with the wine. Without the wine I wouldn't be able to make Kiddush. So really I make the wine, the Goffin. The Goffin is enabling me to make Kiddush. That's the other reason. The Maitre, the Rashbam says the reason of Tzadim. Kiddush could be the Raisa, depending if you're Davin or not. When you come home on Friday night, your wife is Chayim the Raisa and you are Chayim Adama. Right, Chayim the Raisa because she has Davin Ma'ariv. And you're Chayim the Adama because you have Davin Ma'ariv. And in Ma'ariv we say Mekadosh HaShabbos, so we've already been Mekadosh HaShabbos. It's the Adama. Kiddush could be the Raisa, but what's that got to do with anything?
The reason why you need the wine is you need to make it.
Right. There's two ways of looking at it. There's one way of looking at it, that why am I drinking wine? I'm drinking wine because I have to make Kiddush. Ah, so Kiddush was causing me to drink wine. That is one way of looking at it. That is Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai say, another way of looking at it. Look the other way. Do you want to make Kiddush? Make Kiddush. I can't. Why not? Make Kiddush. I can't. I need to have a cup of wine to make Kiddush. In order to make Kiddush, you need a cup of wine. So I can't make Kiddush. In order to make this bracha, Shaykh of the Shalom, and Mesayt of the Ratzavano, you need a cup of wine. So make Kiddush. I can't. Ah, so I'm going to bring a cup of wine. Now I can. So what enabled me to make Kiddush? A cup of wine. Ah, so you have to make a bracha on both your goblin first.
You can't be both your goblin to make Kiddush.
Because there's another issue of drinking wine. Okay. It's not such a thing.
How is lady?
I haven't heard of lady. I don't know. Who's lady? I don't know of any lady. says the Rashba, good for Yom Tov. Don't even know who you're calling Levi. I don't even know who you think is Levi. Right. So since we don't know what you're talking about, that's why you're jumping the gun, as they say. Gufa, Zodar Azban. Gufa, Yontif, which have just done two opinions and we're stopping there. Zodar Azban. Gufa, Yontif, Zodar Zachar Shabbos. Sorry, Lahavdil, you have to do Abdullah, but a Kaddish, and to do Kiddush. So now the question is, what's the order? So the Rashbam, or Mashmam, it's well apparent, Shimloi Hoy Yom Tov, if it wouldn't have been Yom Tov, Loi Cholkim Amarim, none of these Amarim, the seven Amarim, none of them would have argued. They would all agreed, that Kula Amamayda Yayin Mori Vavdara. You would do, and an Umam up to Shabbos, Yayin Mori and Avdara. That's what you would do. Why did not talk about Stomim? We mentioned this yesterday amongst the Chavrusa, Mestomim, others also, that it's true on Matzah Shabbos, you also do Stomim. But we're focusing here on the three that you would do on Matzah Yom Tov, which are Yain, Ma'or, and Havdalah. So, Vahashtot, the Kiddushah Sayyoyim, and now there's also Kiddushah Sayyoyim, there's also Yom Tov, Pligi. Now we have a Machlekes. Therefore we need to give an explanation for every one of these seven opinions. A different explanation for each one. The Loima, why they said that Shakidus, that the Kiddush that you made was Goyim, that you have to make Goyim, the Shanis was a Seder, was a cause to change the order, Mikamit Sirogil, from the normal order. The normal order is Kiddush, Hitzoriz, Yain, Ner, and Havdalah. But because this also happens to be a Yom Tzicholiyah, Shabbos, it's a Yom Tov, because it happens to be a Yom Tov, so maybe now we need to add a Kiddush, and that's making us have now seven different combinations what possibly you should be having to do. Kemoy, Kemoy Shiroga is Kemoy, like the word Kemoy. Yeah. Kemoy Shiroga, like you would normally be doing. Right, so let's start with the first opinion. Rav Oma Yaknaha. Yuskuf Nun Hei. Seriously, so why did Rav say you do Yain Kiddush Ne Avdolah? Why do you do Kiddush before Avdolah? Seriously, the Kiddush is a Yoyim Adifa Ne Avdolah. The Kiddush is more Chomo, more preferable, more special than Avdolah. So that's why you do Kiddush first. You have a toss up between Kiddush or Avdolah. Kiddush is more chashuv. To be mekadesh the yoyim, I think Avdolah is either welcoming in the new week, or Avdolah is saying bye bye to the Shabbos. But Kiddush of bringing in a more kedusha in the yoyim is definitely more is more odd. In Ami, or alternatively, a different reason why Rav would say you do Kiddush first. Chimavdal bereisha, if you do Avdolah first, mechvi, it appears to have alei kedushas hayoyim. It appears as if Yom Tov is kemasal, as if a burden, a person's coming out to Shabbos. Whoa, Shabbos is left. Oh, Yom Tov has come. Depends which order you give. If you put Yom Tov here, Shabbos is left. So put Yom Tov first. If I put Yom Tov second, it's as if a person's like has a second afterthought. Shabbos is gone, but Yom Tov has come.
Which way?
You put Yom Tov first. I haven't actually said that Shabbos is gone, and it's a good shayla, which you have to know. What happens if somebody makes Kiddush for Yom Tov but hasn't done Avdolah on Shabbos? Is he allowed to cook? Fast as he can't, because it's still Shabbos. It's Shabbos and Yom Tov. The fact that I'm being mekadesh the yoyim is not necessarily saying that your Shabbos is gone. Shabbos is not seriously honest. Right? It's a good shayla to think about. But it's not a zilzal in Shabbos if I say that it's Yom Tov then. Because Shabbos can be compatible with Yom Tov. We have Shabbos and Yom Tov are together. So as long as I haven't said Shabbos has left me, so I'm still being mekadesh the Shabbos. Lefichach, Yain, what to do Melacha.
She didn't do Abdullah, she did Melacha until Wednesday.
She also did Melacha, she did Abdullah until, yeah, Wednesday. But if you're off, and you say, Baruch Hamad, and you can say, you can say, or in Tefillah. But if you're off, therefore, no, not the Pirach means therefore. The Pirach Yain Kedim Kiddush, why is Yain before Kiddush? He's now explaining it to. Why is Yain before Kiddush? Because Kibbeh Tilil. Like Bit Tilil said in Brachas, Todu Shema, Todu, Todu Kedim. So that's the first one. Yain Zikha first. Yain definitely comes first because Todu Shema, Todu, Todu Kedim. And then, Ba'achar Kiddush, after that we do Kiddush. Why? Because like we said, because Kiddush is Adit. And after the Kiddush you do Ne'am Avdolah. After Kiddush Ne'am Avdolah. After Kiddush you do Ne'am Avdolah. Shamot Shabbos Shaneh Kiddush Avdolah. So Rita says there's probably now no Rav's combination. Yayin first, we feel it. Kiddush first, Adit. And then Avdolah. What's Avdolah? Ne'am and Avdolah. You do in that order. So Mamela, we understand Yekinaha. Long time Shmuel and says it's Yenahach. Shmuel Amma Yenahach. Why? Shmuel Sfele Havdalah Kodim Lekiddush. It's the other way around. Havdalah comes, Havdalah precedes Kiddush. Havdalah has precedence over Kiddush. Why? Can Farish time in the coming. The Gemara is soon going to bring a muscle for a Bishur Ben Chananya. A Bishur Ben Chananya said you do Nahik. Nahik means Ne Havdalah Yain Kiddush. But in Nahik we see they did Avdolah before Kiddush. So the Gemara brings, explains, why do you do Nahik? Why do you do now Avdolah Yain Kiddush? Why do you do Avdolah before Kiddush? He says the Mosul. What's the Mosul? Mosul the Ma'adov Adema. Mosul the Bishur Bechanani the Ma'adov Adema. The Melashi Yotso. You have a king that stayed in somebody's house. And he's leaving. And while that king's leaving, a Pachos, the prince, is Nichnas. A lower level person, a duke, very good, is coming in. Right? So, what do you do? Who do you greet? Who do you accompany? Do you accompany the king first, or do you greet the duke? What do you do? So says the Gemara, of course, Nalaminis HaMelech, you accompany the king, and the king in our in Marshall is Shabbos. Shabbos is more costly than Yom Tov. Shabbos got more spoon. So Nalaminis HaMelech HaShabbos LaAvdil. Ba'ach Kachitzin HaKas HaParkos HaKas Yom Tov LeKachin. So that was on Rabbi Shur ben Chananya. It wasn't said on Shmuel, but says Rashbam, the truth is the same as in Shmuel. Shmuel can all do the same thing. And indeed, in Yerushalmi, on the words of Shmuel, this was said in Brachas in Yerushalmi. I'll read those words again. On the words of Shmuel, this was said explicitly to Brachas Yerushalmi, in the Gemara Brachas Yerushalmi, the Pegelu Dvorim. What does it say there? It says, Al-Khanina Oma Yenahak. Who in our Gemara says Yenahak? Shmuel. Al-Khanina said Yenahak. But also Al-Khanina, Kishmuel. And Al-Khanina is holding like Shmuel. To Oma Al-Khanina may say Shmuel, because Al-Khanina said the name of Shmuel. Moshe Lamelech Yotze, you see, he said in the name of Shmuel, this Moshe. Moshe Lamelech Yotze, Rishulta Nichnes, Melam and Samelech, Akkach, Machinish, and Sashulta. So you see, this Moshe was said by Shmuel. It said by Shmuel, it says very good. So Shmuel holds this way. Tilkoch, so now let's sum up. Tilkoch, Yain Chilo, why did you do wine first? Tadim Shein Tadim. Akkach Moiva, Akkach Avdolah, like every Avdolah. Right? The Kimda Avdolah Kiddin the Kiddush. Since Avdolah is before Kiddush, the house they call Seda Avdolah. You do the whole Seda Avdolah Kiragil, Kiddin Mosi Shavos, it's the Amma. Ask Kachi Kaddish, and then you do Kiddush. Full stop. Mainly, those are the two main opinions Rav and Shmuel. Rav all you do Yakna, and Shmuel says you do Yenach. Right? That's the two opinions. My one thing that we haven't said in my eyes is the Besomim. Why is there no mention of Besomim in Motzei Shabbos? So says the Gemara, says Rashbam, why is Amaram not mentioning any mention about Besomim? Nefishim Vachan Ad Samim Biyonzev. Because you don't make a bracha on Samim and Yonzev. Shekam Biyonzev Yishon and Asami Yisrevish Kishabis. Because on Yonzev also we have an Asami Yisrevish. On Yonzev we have an Asami Yisrevish. So therefore there's no need to have special Samim to make our Asama feel good. Right? There's no need for it. And because we're anyway going to have a Gevaldig Yonzev, the Shimcha Yonzev, the fruit of Yonzev, which will make you happy. So,
how come Rashi didn't bring the point that at the end of Yom Tov, when it does leave, we don't use spices?
Right, you're asking a question.
We had it through one more day, then we'd be like that of the mother.
Right, you're asking a good question. You never asked that question, yeah? It says Tesis, Rav on the Yakna, let's go straight to Tesis. Without further ado, say over to Tesis on the right hand side. Rav on the Yakna ha. Umashim Maskib Somim, why don't we mention Somim? Pesh Rashvam, Tatam Somim, Shum Ibud Nishami Yisrael. Because there's a tremendous loss of the Nishami Yisrael. But beyond the Nami Ika Nishami Yisrael. Pray Tesis, a kosher, in Kerin Bamasa Yontev, Amai Loitakinu Bisom. Why weren't they mistaken with Samim and Motzei Yontev? If you have an Asami Seir, Motzei Yontev, so why don't we do the Samim on Motzei Yontev? So therefore, this is going to be heard. This is going to disagree. So this is going to say a different sound. But the Ram gives an answer to the Rashba. So Ram is at the back.
I apologize, I want to rephrase my question. I know this. Okay. I'm asking whether Rashba holds that way, he doesn't bring that point down.
So let's see the Ram. When you see the Ram, you'll have an answer, I think. If you still have your question after the Ram, then I'm happy to... So the Rashbam says, the Ram says, right, it's on page 40 or page the Divan Masa's Rav on the Yakna, that one. So the Ram at the, let me find the view. Towards the end of it. Just after vehicle unit, in the middle of a sentence. After Abayama. Where was Abayama you were saying from? Yes. Vehicle unit. And yours is in your paragraph. Vehicle unit asks, we have to be Ma'ayin. Amayle Mevochin Mishabbos Yontev Absomim. Why don't we do Absomim coming out of Shabbos going into Yontev? Kusamot to Shabbos. So now he says an interesting Svara, which is brought down by some Rishonim. He says, Hikam and Omar, Ta'ayin Utaima, this is the reason why you shouldn't do Brocham Somim, is Gezeya Shema Yiktoim. You might come to cut it and break it. And therefore, that also he's saying, there's an Isan Shan Shabbos Yontov to fashion Kalim. If you have a kli, a piece of wood, to make into a toothpick is also on Shabbos Yontov. So it's a shema of yaktim, to make a fashion a kli. So says the Rashbam, says the Ram, some want to say that you can't smell Samim on Yontov because you might come to fashion it. It's a fragrance, it's a piece of wood, it's got some fragrance, and you might start fashioning it. Shema So the letter says the Rashbam, says the Ram, sorry, letter, there's no such halacha. You're allowed to smell a fragrant flower on Shabbos. You're allowed to smell it, even if it's mechuba, even if it's connected to the ground. We're never worried you'll come to pick it. Why? You're not allowed to smell fruits. If you have delicious passion fruits, they too, the nice smell. So you can't smell it on Shabbos. Why? Because what's passion fruit for? To eat it, you need to cut off the tree. And therefore we're geyser, you might come to pick the fruit. But a fragrant flower, if you have whatever you want, lavender or whatever it is, you have lemon and you want to smell it, there's no problem. Why? Because you could smell it even without picking it. You can't eat a fruit without picking it, but you can smell without picking it, and therefore there's no reason to assume you're going to come to pick the fruit, like the flower. So it says to Ram, if you're allowed to smell a fragrant flower that's connected to the ground, then why shouldn't you be able to smell a fragrant piece of wood? Why should we be going to start breaking it? Why should we make a gzeira on tolu, something which has already been detached, that you might come to pick it, more than mechuba? We pass the hadas and mechuba. You're allowed to smell it. Mutal ariyach, but you're allowed to smell a hadas that's connected. Now he says a different point, which is a different point to do with Yontif. Okay, I don't know if we have to go into this. All help us Yontif, Shabbat. He says there's actually nothing wrong to break a something to make it smell better on Yontif. You're allowed to do that. So let's just skip a couple of lines. Hello, hang the time. It's at the top, in my opinion, it's at the top of the line, the first line. And you've got over there. Hello, hang the time. You know why? You know why from Shabbat to Chol, you don't make a, on Shabbat to Yontif, you don't make something? You went from a complete menucha, complete rest, and now all of a sudden you have to work dead hard. You need to make your nefesh feel good by smelling the psalmim. You've gone from one extreme to another extreme. You also got some menucha on Shabbos Yontif, because on Yontif you're not allowed to turn on your lights, you're not allowed to drive your car, you're not allowed to work. So you do have some menucha. On the other hand, so b'meila, there's no need to smell your psalmim, because your Shabbos going into Yontif, your neshama still feels good. And when we get to the next stage, beyond the Vachoy, when we get to the next stage, Gamkin in Yotzim in Menucha Gemura, you don't go from Menucha Gemura, because on Yontif you're allowed to cook, you're allowed to go to Nefesh. So it's not such a great change from Yontif, from complete rest to complete not rest. Therefore, says the Ram, there's no need for the Sotman. And therefore he says, Avadi, you've got the Neshama Yisrael.
Yeah.
But the Neshama Yisrael, this extra Neshama you had, the reason why you need to have Samim is because you went from up there to all the way down. And that's something you can't do.
Is it similar to Tosfos?
No. Not at all. Nothing changes at all. In this Shitta is Rishbam. The Rishbam says there is the Neshama Yisrael. And it's great taste. If there's the Neshama Yisrael, then why on Matzah Yom Tov do you not have to do Samim? And because of this Kasha taste, is going to say new terrors. A new Ma'arach. He says, no, I can already have an Neshama Yisrael. But the whole problem with Neshama Yisrael is when you go from way up there to way down there, then you need something to counteract this terrible drop. But if it's only from a Menucha Gemura, and you've still got some Menucha, it's not such a drop. It's true, you have to do some work now, but it's still got some menucha, as much as a drop. And then, when you go from this quasi-menucha to no menucha, it's also not such a drop. And therefore, you don't need psalmim coming out of God.
This doesn't seem to be about the neshama. It's talking about the circumstances.
It's not
the work.
It's the neshama.
It's the neshama. One second. If he has a... If he has the extra neshama,
yeah,
and you're going to bring in the fact that, well, he's done washing clothes, and he's done, then you're again dealing with the circumstances, the joy of the yoga, which really has nothing to do with that extra neshama. The neshama is there, the absence of the neshama is causing loss. Well, no, because you have been on a gradient, on a low list of work, rest, joy.
All these are neshama.
Hear about the neshama.
All those are neshamas. What's the neshama one? What's the neshama you say? Neshama you say is something pure ruchnius. It means you weren't involved in your mundane life at all.
Okay.
That is Shabbos. On Shabbos, you're not involved in your mundane life at all. Yom Tov, you are involved slightly. But you're also not involved slightly. So Neshama
The regular Shabbat feels the same way about this also. It's also because of the joy and food.
No, no, that's a different test. It's a different test. The Rambam saying this test. I'm saying that the reason why Neshama mustn't mix up your shame. The reason why you need to have, you can have an Neshama Yitzir. It's fine, you can have an Neshama Yitzir. But the reason why you need to have a smelling thing is because this Neshama Yitzir was enjoying pure spirituality. That's what he was enjoying. Complete rest. And now, it's not. Now it's pure physicality. You have to work completely. So you need to counteract the loss of this Neshama Yitzir. Your body possibly can't take the two extremes. You were frozen, you were in boiling hot, closeness to Ribbono Shel Olam, and you've gone to the Antarctica. The body goes into the shock. You can't do that. So you need to have some type of Neshama. But if my Neshama was, first of all, was completely, and then slowly was being brought down to earth, why? Because now we're only somewhat connected to spirituality, so maybe they don't need some. It's a different thing. It's not bringing because of physicality. That's what we say. Not because of it. We'll see it in a minute. Not because of it. At the moment, that's what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam's saying this is so that the reason why you need Neshama is because you had Menucha Yisteira, and now you have Menucha Yisteira, and you went down in Dargis. She didn't go. If you ask the Rambam on Yom Tov, do you have Neshama Yisteira? On your Yom Tov. Do you have an Neshama Yisteira? Yom Tov falls on a Wednesday. Do you have an Neshama Yisteira? The Rambam will say yes. So why do you not do the Shomim afterwards? That is because this Neshama Yisteira which I had was never an Neshama Yisteira that was Menucha Gemura. It was an Neshama Yisteira that was together with the Bia of the physical world. You were working, you were cooking for your Eichel Nefesh. And then when you went down to pure physicality, so the body didn't feel such a loss from the fact that I was involved in Kedusha and now I wasn't. Right. Yes, Chelsea.
Where is the source for
the Neshama Yisteira and the Neshama Yisteira? Where is the source from Zerub and the Neshama Yisteira?
Where does the Neshama Yisteira learn how to have fun? Where does the Neshama Yisteira learn how to have fun? Where do we learn how to have fun?
Not the thing is the Gemara, it is fine, but I can check it out.
And the question is, the Neshama Yisteira totally pure because it's coming to you from Shemayim and knows nothing else, or is it because it had the experience of Shabbos? If it's because it had the experience of Shabbos, then the Ron makes sense. But if it's pure because it comes straight from Shemayim, then his Wednesday Yuntif doesn't hold.
Why?
Because it's still a totally pure Neshama.
Yeah, but the end of the day is the body needs to, you, who had that Neshama Yisera inside you, needs to somehow make yourself feel better. But the question is, do you have to make yourself feel better? Because even when I had that Neshama inside me, I was still connected to the mundane life. I was still cooking. So I was never really so away cut off from the mundane world. That's the Rambam's Mahal.
There's certain things that you can't say above the Shabbat, right? Like perfume?
There are certain things you can't make above the Shabbat.
If I enjoy perfume, and I wouldn't be required to make a brach on it, can I smell that instead?
Would that help?
Some things you have to say brach on.
Same. I'm not sure what your question is. Your question, would it work?
If I smell the sun time perfume, the perfume itself, I can't make a buff on the sun time.
Right.
So that an ID uplifted, the Baruch Hashem, something else that would cause that uplifting.
But I said, once is the mitzvah for us to do, because that's what Chazal said we should do. So we have to do it according to what Chazal said. You have to make a brach on something that's made for giving smell. Would it work? Let's say somebody who's calm, doesn't have other psalmim, and he doesn't want to feel down, would it work? It might very well work, but that's not our choice. Our choice, we have to do what Chazal wants. So that's the first malach. Let's just finish Tesis first. I don't want to get too carried away in this. So let's finish Tesis. There's a different test. Because it's Kasha Lakach near to Tesis, to be Yontav Lek and Neshama Yisera. There is no Neshama Yisera on Yontav. The Hoche, he must keep Somim. And here, we don't mention Somim. If there's no Nishama Yisrael, how do I know there's no Nishama Yisrael? Because every Yom Tov you don't do something. So there's no Nishama Yisrael, right? So why here today do you not need Nishama Yisrael? So say the Chiddush. Right, here Shabbos going into Yom Tov, why don't you need Samim? Ah, you had that Nishama Yisrael which has now disappeared. Mishom, the Simchas Yom Tov, Vachila Veshpia, Moel Kemoy Bisamim. Your body, by eating loads of food, achil and shtia, has tremendous simchas yom tov as well. Therefore, the body doesn't feel such a loss when the neshama are leaving. The body doesn't feel such a loss. So the Meila says, that's the reason why you don't need. On a Wednesday, the reason why you don't need psalmim, because there's no neshama yisrael. On a Shabbos going into Yom Rishon, why you don't need psalmim, even though there's no neshama yisrael, because since you're having tremendous yom tov meal, therefore that counteracts the substitute instead of the psalmim. Matzkos v'ar yisrael and akuda, that's Pashas, the reason why you take the psalmim is because the psalmim is something which is pure spiritual. The reason psalmim is something which only the neshama is. How do we know they make a bracha on psalmim? Because the pasuk says, "Kol neshama tahalel kol." Something which only the neshama gains from. She says, "Thank Hashem for." Kol neshama. The psalmim is something the neshama gains from. So that's kipshutoi why we spell psalmim. Says the Machadish, that's true. But if you have a Gewaldige Yom Tov meal as well, that also the goof, even if it's a Kashmir thing, can also counteract the loss to the body of the neshama leaving. Then this ends off each time in Lui Nechoinim. There are reasons which are not correct. That's probably referring to the reason the Ram said that people said you can't because you'll be breaking it. With that, Atam Nochoin Veika, and this is for this reason which I just told you is the correct reason, that the Simchas Yom Tov Achil and Shtia helps. So the Indian of Neshama Yisrael is not really Anoise. It's not to do with Yaknaz. It's not to show them exactly what the Neshama Yisrael does to you if it gives you more of an appetite. Some Neshama Yisrael gives you more of an appetite. That's why we eat more on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because the Neshama Yisrael gives you more. It doesn't seem to be a pure Ruchni thing, but rather, so whatever the Indian is, that we have to leave when we learn those sugyas. I can't go on without saying the Vav Rav said, because I think it's a good part. I saw after in the name of the Sasemis. He said in the name of the Yom Tov, but Tushas Levi, sorry. But there seems to be a good Chassidish Torah, but it's good anyway that the Neshama we get from Shabbos is a Neshama that is nothing to do with us. We don't bring in the Kedusha of Shabbos. Shabbos is a weekly thing, every week. Every week it is. You get it. The Kaddish of Shabbos, we say. We don't say the Kaddish Yisrael of Shabbos. We don't bring in the Kedusha of Shabbos. So we get it in, it goes. After Shabbos it goes, so your body feels the withdrawal symptoms. I think in Yom Tov, it's the Yidin that bring in the Kedusha of Yom Tov. We Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. A Jew, the way he elevates himself, is what's bringing in the Kedusha of Yom Tov. And that's why you got your Neshama Yisrael, because of your work. And if it was because of your work, comes Yom Tov, when it leaves, you keep your Neshama Yisrael. That's what the Chassidus should ever say, and therefore you don't need Neshama for that. So you've still got that Neshama Yisrael, you've still got that extra Kedusha inside you. As long as you like, as long as you're still holding on to it. As long as you're holding on to it. As long as you hold on to it, as long as you keep on the what you got out of Yom Tov. Stop. Okay. I don't think that's what Tosfos meant when he said v'zeh each time I'm loy nachainim, but whatever. It's definitely a nice chassidish thought. Let's go on in the Gemara. The last verse we'll come back to later. Rabba. Now we go on to the third opinion. Rabba Omar Yahanik. You say Yahanik. Yain Havdalah Ner and Kiddush. So what's the difference between Rabba and Shmuel? The only difference is where you put the Ner. Right? Where you put the Ner. Yain Havdalah and Kiddush in the same place. The only difference is where you put the Ner. So what's the reason for Rabba? Sphere is not the Rashbam. Says the Rashbam. Rabba holds like Rav. He holds like Rav. Which way does he hold like Rav? The mashvi ma'or ben kiddush avdala. He places mashvi here means to place, not alude. Beforehand we had the word masri as an alude. Here means mashvi. It's the point. The vowels are different. The mashvi you place. He places ma'or ben kiddush avdala between to place. Yeah, a masri is a load that's been placed on you. So mashvi means he placed it. He positioned it. He positioned Ma'or Ben Kiddush and Abdullah. Between Kiddush and Abdullah.
He loaded.
Sorry? Sphere, he else, yeah. Right, very good. Good aura. Very good aura. Good aura, good aura. Let's see if we've gone out onto that. So good aura, what you're saying. Sphere, let's just say what does say first of all. Sphere, Kirab, Kirab, like Rab, Demashri, Moi, then Kiddush Abdullah. They put Moi between Kiddush and Abdullah. Shein nochem be'inom, she Rabbo, Lithmerich Abdullah the Kiddush. Rabbo understands it doesn't make sense to put Abdullah and Kiddush together. Why? Shezeh machis koicha yisoveh hakiddush, right? In not well, the Havdalah is there to detract from a kedusha. Shezeh machis koicha yisoveh hakiddush is still kedush chomo. Kiddush makes it chomo. Havdalah is still kedush kal. Havdalah is there to make it only a weaker type of kedusha. They can cook on it. So mele hodai rav that there should be between kiddush and Havdalah. The Abdullah killed him the Kiddush. He was like Shmuel, the Abdullah should be before Kiddush. Abdullah should be before Kiddush.
Marshall.
Right, right, because of the Marshall. Right, so that's the reason for Rabbah. We have what we have, Yain first, then you have Abdullah, because Abdullah has to be before Kiddush. We have Naim between Abdullah and Kiddush because we want to not have them together. And then we have Kiddush. Why Kiddush at the end? Because Kiddush is because of the muscle, right? Because of the muscle. So we have a gap between Abdullah and Kiddush, not because they're really contradictory, and of Nir. Now Yossi asked a good child. Yossi asked, the Rashbam said, the Rabbah holds like Rav, that he wants Moi between Kiddush and Abdullah, and he said the reason for it. So the reason because of the Kiddush and Abdullah are really not compatible, right? Incompatible. But that wasn't the rationale that the Rashbam told us for Rav. The Rashbam told us Rav, the reason why he nears before Abdullah, like every Abdullah. Right? This aura the Mashal makes a bit later on. That Be'etzman, on a few of these Amorim, there could have been multiple reasons for what they said. Mm-hmm. When Rav said, you said Kiddush, Ne'er, and Abdullah, one reason is, why not? Ne'er is always before Abdullah. But there is an also another reason, additional reason, that Ne'er, it could be Rav didn't want Kiddush and Abdullah to be together. Because they are opposites. So there are multiple possible reasons for Amorim. Why did the Rashbam pick that reason beforehand? Not this reason. Could be this the more simple reason. The first reason, more simple reason. That's to come on Chidushim. Every Abdullah you do there before Abdullah, so why not do it this time as well? More of a simple reason. But in actual fact, there is a deeper reason that we don't want Kiddush and Abdullah to be together. When would that be in a year? If we make Abdullah first. Make Abdullah first. Now, if the reason is because do now Abdullah like every week, so we do now Abdullah Kiddush. But if the deeper reason that we don't want Abdullah to be with Kiddush, then here the now will be pushed in between Abdullah and Kiddush. So that's what I'm telling us, that he holds the now to be in between Abdullah and Kiddush. He's telling us the reason that's only applicable here is the deeper reason. It could well be that's what Rav held over there as well. Can this the Mashal makes on a later on another one of the Nahalchim?
It seems like Bakery holds a shul, and just there's really technical reasons, like Rav. So, especially Rashbam mentioned Rav before shul. I mean, really, Rav comes before shul, but you think that Bakery holds a shul, and Abdullah is first. And why does he do it like that? Well, a shul, because he holds like Rav, and you have to think this in
right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Gemara Rav was mentioned first.
Yeah, I know. But
yeah.
In terms of understanding, as far as
the basic one was Abdullah.
Yeah.
It's just
small. So that should be
right.
Isn't there an order to this? That is doing the first three with the iron first, then it comes.
No. That's answering his question.
No, but why Rav was first? It's because this. It's not picking out that it did the three
right.
Things that
took Yain. No, Rav's always the first one. Rav and Shmuel, Rav's always the first one. Rav was the greater one. He's always the first. Omiyo, Yain Beresh Kulo. Oh, we do that, sorry. Vachanami Bebrachas, I'm the next line in Ashram. Vachanami
Bebrachas. I think that's where we were.
Oh, that's where we were. Omiyo, Yain Beresh Kulo, the Toldi Kulo. Toldi comes first. Vachanami Bebrachas Yushami. That's what it says in Brachas Yisrael. Yom Tov Shachalis Motzei Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Tiyak Nahak, which was like Rav. Rabbi Chanina Amar Yenahak, which is like Shmuel. The Levi Amar Yehanek. Levi Amar Yehanek, which is like Rav over here. Mistabra the Levi Dama. The Yishami said it's logical to assume the Levi Dama Menshneim. The Levi holds of both of them, both of their stories. I know, like Rav, interesting, like the Rashbam said, like Rav, that we need to have a break between Kiddush and Abdullah, and like Shmuel, Abdullah has to be proceed, has to precede the Kiddush.
The first one is Yonak, it doesn't have to be there between Abdullah.
The first one?
Rafaqini Amar. Yain there, Abdullah Kiddush, it doesn't have
to be. Who are you? Where are you?
The line before, you said, when you said Levi holds.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, he's not including these last 2 minutes.
Levi holds a mix of both of them.
Okay.
A mix of Rabbi Yochanan and a mix of Chanina.
Right.
Right? A mix of Rabbi Yochanan, they have to have Nair between the Kiddush and Abdullah. And they hold the Chanina, the Abdullah has to be before the Kiddush.
Without Nair, in between.
Well, that's why he holds both. He holds a mix of both. And he ends up with Yahanik. If he holds a mix of both, he ends up with Yahanik. It says the Rashbam now. Nearly the Hocho Gosina Nami the Levi Omer Yehanek. Here we go as in our Gemara also we go as Levi. In our Gemara also we go as Levi. In Yishami said Levi said Yehanek. In the Bavli, the way we have it at the top of the Omer is Rabbi said Yehanek and Levi Omer Kanya, right? So, says the Rashbam, then our Gemara also meant to change the gears and put Levi with Yehanek, which would be Matim, with the Levi of the Yerushalmi. Nearly the often gets seen on Nami, the Levi of Yehanek, Rav Omar Kenya. So, Kane Derech Amaroyim, that's the normal way in the Gemara. We always have the Amaroyim. We have Rav, Levi, and Shmuel. So, Rav, Shmuel, and Levi. Rav, Levi, and Shmuel. Chaveim, they're all Chaveim. Rabba Achim. In the Gemaras, we have very often Rav and Shmuel, and they have also Rav and Levi. They're all one group of friends. And then you have Rabba who is after them. So in the order of the Gemara should have been Rav, Shmuel, and then Levi. So if it's Rabba first, it makes more sense there was Levi first. So that's perfect, because in the Yishami, Levi actually said the Yannick. So it's Gevaldik. We put the Bavli and the Yishami together. But the reason why I think it should be together besides the Yishami is because all the Chaverim were put that way. So we have that order. We have Rav, Shmuel, Levi, and then after we'll have Rabba. What's the Svara of Levi or Rabba, depending on the gift? So Kanya. What's the Svara of the one that says the Levi, back to the Gemara, Levi on my Kanya. Levi said you do Kufnun Yudhei. Why do you do Kufnun Yudhei? Says the Rashbam. What's the Svara to Kiddush Ne'er Yain Avdala? Here's the Svara. I've got a question we'll see in a minute. Kiddush Ne'er Yain Avdala. Why do you do Kiddush Ne'er Yain Avdala? Sphere the Kiddush Kredim. He holds the Kiddush is first. Kredim Avdala, before Avdala. Kirav, like Rav. Rav held Kiddush come before Avdala. Now here there's a gears that changes about the Noah. In the Bachi changes it to Mishum Hochi. Not Veloma. Mishum Hochi ain't at all. Now we have the question, but why didn't you do Yain first? Do Yain first. Very nice, you hold like Rav, the Kiddush should be first, but put Yain first. Hari Beis Hillel told us, Todu Shein Todi. Tadi Kodin to put Yain first. Shemach Enri to let me Yain Reisa, Pishim Kain, Ein in Nir, Shemach Der Ali Yain. If you put Yain first, then it doesn't look like you're doing Havdalah on the Yain.
So Havdalah is more connected.
The reason why I did the Yain first was for the Kiddush, not for the Havdalah. And why am I doing Havdalah? Stam, I'm doing Havdalah now. So if it doesn't look like I'm doing Havdalah on the Yain. You're distancing it from the Bechut HaYayin. Havdalah, if you have a choice, Havdalah or Kiddush, which one needs more Yayin? Havdalah or Kiddush? Havdalah requires it, because Kiddush can do on bread. So maybe Havdalah requires wine. And therefore, it doesn't make sense. It's nonsensical to make the Havdalah so distant from the wine. If any of them need to be more on the wine, it's Abdullah on the wine. So here the marking Abdullah Abich the Yain. But Iki Abdullah is taking out of the Yain. Ava Kiddush, I feel out of Pasi after the Kaddish. Kiddush, you can do on Pas. Kiddush, come on. Hilkok says the Ashbam, the Kiddush Bereish. First you make Kiddush. Vahad and Ma'ari, and then you do Ma'ari. Why do you do Ma'ari first?
That's what
it is. The fee is to honor Yitzim Nishmech Yain L'Avdallah. Because he wants to put the Yain as close as he can to Avdallah. Avdallah, I'll call the Besoyt here. Avdallah is going to be the end. Kishar come up to some office. Like every Matzah Shabbos, you do Yain there, Avdallah then. So really you do Yain, you do Kiddush, so you do Kiddush, you then do Neh, you do Yain, and then you do Avdallah. Why don't we do Yayin before Ma'ari? Why don't we do
Kiddush Yayin
there? Abdullah, just like every Abdullah we do. Same Cain, or Yanir ala Kiddush. So we would think it's going on the Kiddush. The Lay al Abdullah. It's closer to the Kiddush than the Abdullah. And Matzah Shabbos down there, on a general Matzah Shabbos, there's no Kiddush, you're not going to make that mistake. The Lekka Kiddush Makadmini. On the general Matzah Shabbos, not going to make that mistake. Because there is no other Kiddush to say the Yayin's going on it. So you can do Yayin, something in the Abdullah. But on Matzah Shabbos going into Yantav, if you would do Yayin, Kiddush Yayin. Now Abdullah person would say the Yayin was for the Kiddush, so we have to do Yayin.
Put the Nair.
In there.
In between Kiddush and
Abdullah.
So Kiddush Nair Yayin Abdullah.
Kiddush Nair
Yayin Abdullah. It just looks like you're prefacing the normal Abdullah with Kiddush, but there is an opinion that says no.
You're putting the Yayin inside.
Just the good Kiddush and then did the normal progression of Shabbat, like he started off saying. It wouldn't just seem like you're prefacing your Havdalah, but he's saying no. It seems that the Yayin is connected with Kiddush.
Very much.
You did Kiddush, and then the next thing is Yayin. Oh, I think the Yayin is going with Kiddush. You did the normal progression of Yayin there. Havdalah.
No.
It just looks like you're prefacing your Havdalah with Kiddush.
Oh, prefacing, not as in you
can't refer.
Ah, prefacing means you're doing it.
But he's saying it's that much of a shake-up.
A personal thing, yeah. The reason why he did over wine is because of the Kiddush. So Rabbi's almost finished the Sugya, and hopefully you get through the Rashbam. There's a bit of a hard Rashbam on Hilchos Kirovo. If you've done it,
yeah,
I'd like you to go over it again.
So is it second white line? Whitest one.
First wine line. I got second and all. Hilchos Kirovo.
Right, if you've done it and you don't have difficulty, I'd like you to go over it again. Okay? Because there's a difficulty on this Rashbam. You have to go over Rashbam until Hilchos Kirovo. The Rashbam is reasonably simple, but the Rashbam El Sikirova has a difficulty, and if you've read it and you don't have that difficulty,
go ahead.
Then go again until you have the difficulty. It's a one-liner. It's a difficulty. It's difficult. If you haven't had it, you should go over it until you do. Okay. What the Rashbam is trying to say, what the Kash is, and then the Zayt Shem come along with the Zayt Shem. And the Hashem, I think, hopefully tomorrow, should be able to already say we've finished this again.
The halacha goes like Rav, because this is a category of halacha that normally goes like Rav versus Shmuel?
The halacha follows Rava, not Rav.
Rava. So why do we the halacha like is that Rav Shmuel, Rav?
Rava.
Yeah.